welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with praising Him. Oh, there's nothing wrong with praising Him. Oh, hallelujah to His name. Oh, we serve an amazing God. We serve an amazing God. He brought us from a mighty long ways. He brought us from a mighty long ways. From slave ship to spaceship, He brought us a mighty long ways. From cotton field to corporate boardroom, He brought us a mighty long ways. From the outhouse to the White House, somebody ought to praise Him this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To all the ministers here assembled, to the officers and members of Church of the Redeemer, I'm delighted to be here this morning and be a part of this Christmas Eve service. I have with me my bride of 57 years. Three months and 4 days. Amen. Amen. The scripture that was read is my scripture as well. And I'm just going to read a portion starting with verse number 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Yeah. Yeah. How will this be, Mary asked, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I'm your servant. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. When our plans are not God's plans. When our plans are not God's plans. A gracious and wise God, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. On a day before your birth, that we can come to a worship experience. Thank you, Lord, for just taking care of us. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and directing us. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with us even when we did not have enough sense to deal with ourselves. And thank you, Lord, for sending your son to be born to a virgin that we might have eternal life. In the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ, and all God's people said amen. When our plans are not God's plans, all of us, no doubt, have had our well laid out plans interrupted by some event over which we have no control. It may be death. It may be rain or a snowstorm. It may be a broken down car, a late train, or a redirected airplane. Maybe it was unexpected sickness. Our plans were interrupted by some event beyond our control. Now, I do not suggest to you that God intervenes in all human events that change our well-laid-out plans. But I do suggest to you that God does intervene in human events, and perhaps not so human events, as the following folk tale may suggest. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first said, "I want to hold treasure. I'll be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out and said, "I want to be traveling mighty waters and carrying powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below and said, "I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Years passed, and one day three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first tree was fashioned into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold nor with treasure. She was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. She was too small and too weak and to sail to an ocean or even river. Instead, she was taken to a little lake. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in the lumber yard. "All I wanted was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God." Many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, a young woman placed her newborn baby in a feed box. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. Oh, hallelujah. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into an old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as a second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hands, and said, "Peace, be still." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and of earth. On Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beam was yanked from the forgotten woodpile. And on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled and jarred beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the third tree strong, and every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To his name. Mary had a lot going for her. She was from a well-respected family. Her marriage was to be a good one. She was about to become the wife of a skilled craftsman. She was about to be a part of a small middle class in Palestine. She had a lot going on. No doubt she was anticipating their marriage, living a quiet life with children. I'm sure she was looking forward to good health, economic security, and comfort. She probably would be a good wife with strong religious tithe. She would keep the commandments, make her sacrifices, pay her tithes and offerings, and follow the rules. She had planned for the future. But you know that the Annunciation is about God saying no to all of her plans. God is that way, you know. So instead of Mary carrying out her plans, she is down to carry out God's plans. How many of you want to carry out God's plans? Instead of playing housewife, through her, the whole dynasty that David started would reach reality. Instead of living a quiet, obscure life, from henceforth, the word said, generation would call her blessed. Instead of getting married and having children, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Someone want to say Jesus? Can we just say Jesus? Jesus. Call her Jesus. Mary, unlike many of us, had the ability to listen. Part of our problem is that we talk more than we listen. Part of our problem is that we talk more than we listen. And before someone can say what they want to say to you, we start talking because we have not listened. We have not listened. I have a practice that when I go to a meeting, I don't talk for the first 15 minutes. I listen. And then when I say something, it is more profound than those who have not listened. Mary listened and asked questions. Listen to the text. She heard the angel said, "Thou art highly favored." Thank you, Lord. "The Lord is with you, and blessed art thou among women." Mary, listen. "Thou shalt conceive a son whose name will be Jesus." Mary, listen. She heard the voice of God. Sometimes we put it away. Sometimes we have to put away the crowd and dwell only with God and listen as he speaks to us. Sometimes we have to put away the crowd and dwell only with God and listen as God speak to us. Sometimes there's so much noise around. Mary listened and then she answered, "Let it be according to your word." The reason that many of us don't follow God is because we don't listen enough. And even those who come to church sometimes are busy on your cell phones. And sometime I saw three people put their cell phones away just then. Mary listened and then she answered, "Let it be according to your word." No second guessing. Sometime we pray and God speaks to us and we say that's not what we want to hear. And we no resisting, not a word about the timing not being right. She listened. She got it. She responded, "Let it be according to your word." Mary's world was in a moment in time turned upside down. All her future plans were put on the shelf. Her future was now a part of God's plans. Thank you, Lord. But she would answer, "Let it be according to your word." 1,000 years earlier, David had big plans. He was on roll. He had conquered Jerusalem and had been crowned king of all of Israel. He had overcome all political faction. He was both militarily and politically secure. He built himself a palace, and now he had plans for God. Sometime we have plans for God. Sometime we want to tell God what we want God to do. David had plans for God. In essence, God said to David that he was not going to be a part of David's plan, but that David was going to be a part of God's plan. All of us can do better in life if we can be a part of God's plan and stop trying to make God a part of our plan. If I don't say anything else this morning, don't try and make God a part of your plans. Become a part of God's plan. David was not going to build a temple, but God would build for David a dynasty that would bring salvation to everyone. Aren't you glad that David became a part of God's plan? God would build through David a lineage that brings to this moment of annunciation. David walked away from his plan to build a house for God and listen to God tell him to be a vessel through which generation would eventually bring forth the Son of God. Hallelujah. That's what this is all about. It's not about those gifts. It's not about all those cars that you see. I know you're just waiting to go when you leave here. All those cars that end up at the shopping center. It's not about all those gifts that you have. It's about the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have allowed the commercial interests of our country to hijack Christmas for their own interests. Hijack Christmas. They even start way before Thanksgiving. trying to program you into how much money that you're going to spend, how many toys you're going to buy for children who will just take and throw them away the next day. And gifts that you will get that you will never wear. And sometimes I have ties at home that I... David walked away from his plans to build a house for God and listen to God tell him, thank you, Lord, to be a vessel through which generation would eventually bring forth the Son of God. Today at this morning service, the day before Christmas, we call it Christmas Eve. We all have many plans. I do not doubt that some of your plans include God. But I would suggest that most of them do not include God. Do not include God. You're concerned about what you're going to cook, what you're going to prepare for those who come in. That's fine. But let's celebrate the birthday of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do not doubt that some of your plans include God. But can you pause long enough to see what God's plans are for you? What is it that God wants you to do this morning? Are you so busy making our plans that we don't listen to the voice of Jesus, who may simply say, I have other plans for you? Thank you, Lord. His plans for us may not come through an angel standing by a bed in the middle of the night. Thank you, Lord. It may be through the cry of a baby born with AIDS. Thank you, Lord. It may be through a homeless child waking up hungry in a shelter this morning. It may be the voice of a neighbor, a church member, or even an enemy. God wants us to even love our enemies. Because God loved us so much that he sent his only son all the way from heaven to save us. Because he knew that we did not have enough sense to save ourselves. It may be the voice of a neighbor. It may be the voice of even an enemy. And it's so hard to move away from our own plans and invite God in. Will you invite God to your dinner table tomorrow? Thank you, Lord. We invite him in so that he can be a part of what is going on. So much commercialism, so much secularism, so much selfishness. Thank you, Lord. I was 28 years old when God first called me to preach. And I said, God, that's not what I want to do. So I said, that's not what my plans are. And so God let me do what I wanted to do. Had me go out and become chairman of the PUC. Go out and become managing director for the city. And become a two-term mayor of the city. Then as I stood at a church to speak, God said, I got you now. I got plans for you. I want you to do what I called you to do 30 years ago. And here I am. Oh, I'm so glad God called me. Oh, hallelujah. Call me to preach his word. Thank you, Lord. To what Mary tells us 2,000 years later is that if we listen, God has something incredible for us. Thank you, Lord. If we listen, thank you, Lord. It may be that we can, like the first tree, be a place where Christ can dwell within our hearts and soul. Thank you, Lord. If we listen, it may be like the second tree that when the storms are raging and the wind is pushing us in all directions, Jesus will step into our lives and simply say, peace be still. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Perhaps like the third tree, we can be part of God's plan for salvation. Whatever you decide, God is waiting for your answer. And may you answer as Mary did. Let it be for me according to your word, Lord. The songwriter sums it up and says, take my life and let it be concentrated, Lord, for thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Oh, come on and give him some praise. Oh, come on and give him some praise. Oh, come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of your love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Thank you, Lord. Take my silver. Take my money. Take my money. Take my tithe and take my offering. Thank you, Lord. Not a penny would I withhold. Take my intellect and use my power. Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall no longer be mine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take my love, my Lord. I pour out to all those who need love today. Take myself, and I will be ever only for thee. Let it be according to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When our plans are not God's plans, can anyone here this morning say with me, let it be according to that word. Not your will, but my will. Not your will, not my will. Let your will be done. Let your love flow through my heart. Let me be a part of your plan. Not my plan, but God's plan. Not my plan, but God's plan. Not my plan, but God's plan. Come on and give the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a standing ovation this morning. Come on and give him a standing ovation. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, let's praise him. Come on and praise him. Praise him. He's a wonderful God, magnificent Savior. Not my plans, but God's plan. Hallelujah to his name. Remain standing where you are. Remain standing where you are. Gracious and wise God. Thank you for this day. The day before you sent your son to be our Savior. Thank you for what you did, Lord. If he had not come, Lord, we may have to rely on Donald Trump for our direction. So thank you, Lord, for what you did. If he had not come, Lord, we may have to rely on Congress for our direction, Lord. If he had not come, Lord, we may have to rely upon the governor, upon the mayors of our country. But thank you, Lord, you sent your son, born to a virgin, in a neighborhood just like this one. Thank you, Lord, for what you did just for us. In Jesus' name, amen. There may be one here who is out of the ark of safety, who don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We invite you to come. We invite you to come and give the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ your hand. Give your heart to him. As the officers and ministers stand and come, there may be one here who has backslidden, who came but just came out on Christmas Eve. There's no better time to come than on Christmas Eve. Or you may be here and belong somewhere else. We invite you to come this morning. Won't you come? Oh, won't you come? Is there one? Thank you.